At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Let's take a look at the latest on the local scene. We'll start with the elections. Election day has come and gone in both Amador and Calaveras County, and there were a number of competitive local races in both counties. In the Amador School Board, District 4, challenger Jim Whitaker appears to have unseated incumbent Susan Ross with 1,978 to 1,381 votes. In the race for Jackson City Council, it looks like Steve McLean with 1,213 votes, Chad Simmons with 1,137, and Matthew Reby with 988 votes will take the three available seats. Max Godey coming in fourth with 842, Ty Polskamp garnering 574 votes. Three seats were up for grabs on the Plymouth City Council, and Marianne Ackerland was the top vote-getter with 273, followed by current mayor Keith White at 259, and Doug Sims with 251. All three appear to have won seats on the Plymouth City Council. They were followed in the votes by Amy Gomes with 164, Melanie Hayes with 148, and Judy Turner with 147 to round out the field. Two seats available on the Ione City Council. Jeffrey Gold, the top vote getter, with 1,289 votes, and Diane Ratton with 1,246, while Timothy Riley garnered 983 votes. Annie Kell-Artinian, Bruce Smith, and Susan Bragstad will be sitting on the Amador City Council, the way it sits right now. Bruce was the top vote getter with 76 votes, followed by Ann's 69 and Susan's with 64 votes. Also here in Amador County, Measure B for the city of Sutter Creek, which would increase the transient occupancy tax on motel rooms, appears to be winning with 832 yes to 592 no. Measure C and D, which would make the Plymouth City Clerk and City Treasurer's appointed positions, are both losing. 260 no to 215 yes and 259 no to 215 yes, respectively. Now, a total of 2,040 votes have so far been tabulated, which is equal to a turnout of 77.8%. Now, there still remains an unknown number of ballots that need to be counted, and they will be added to these results in Amador County over the next week. In Calaveras County, the Calaveras Unified School District Board, one seat was open. That was Trustee Area 3, and Brian Porth was victorious over Steve Baum by 67% to 32% of the vote. Mark Twain Elementary School District, there were three seats open. Diane Bateman, Jennifer Ellentram, and Christy Moreau were the winners in that. And in the City of Angels Camp, three seats up for grabs. They were taken by Gretel Tascornia, Jeremy Leonard, and Jennifer Davis Herndon. And for the Calaveras County Water District, in District 5, three folks running for one seat. Jeffrey Davidson, the victor, with 45% of the vote over Clyde Clapp's 31 and Vicky Heinkel's 22%. So Jeff Davidson, the District 5 Water Director for CCWD. Now, if you missed any of these, or if you would like to know how Amador and Calaveras voted for the presidential races, for the statewide propositions, you can visit the KVGC webpage, kvgcradio.com, and you'll be able to then negotiate to both the Amador and Calaveras, and even to the statewide page as well. Now, the one measure that we kept our eye on, Measure H in Calaveras County, that was the $32 million plus bond that would help out schools in the Calaveras Unified School District, for example, replacing, there'd be a new gym built at Toyon Middle School, the turf at Calaveras High would be replaced. The athletic facilities at San Andreas Elementary would be improved. ADA also issues would be addressed, as well as some HVAC units replaced. That currently sits at 50.3 to 49.7, and we believe it needed at least a 51% of the vote to pass. So we'll continue to keep a good eye on that. As in Amador County, Calaveras County votes will continue to be counted. There's not that many votes. There's not that many votes to sway these races. The only race that could be affected possibly could be the Amador City race. But the others are too far, out of range to come back. Also, we'll just mention in Amador County on the school board, Trustee Area 5, Julia Burns, ran unopposed as incumbent Janet White chose not to seek re-election.
Well, Amador County Public Health confirms 25 new cases of COVID-19 in Amador since last Tuesday's update. The new cases include 14 males, 11 females, 1 child under 18, 11 aged 18 to 49, 5 50 to 64, 8 over 65. Now, these additional cases are linked to family case clusters, gatherings, out-of-state travel, and community transmission. Although Amador remains in the orange tier this week on California's blueprint for a safer economy, current trends showing the county likely to move toward a more restrictive tier in the coming weeks. Total cases in Amador County to date, 326. Total hospitalized, currently 1. And that's an out-of-county resident. Total confirmed COVID-19 deaths, 15. Total active cases, 31. Total released from isolation to date, 280. Now, it's important that the Amador community consistently practices prevention measures that help limit the spread of COVID-19. Avoid gatherings, especially where people not keeping distance or wearing face coverings. Avoid mixing with others outside your home. And remember, outdoors, safer than indoors.
And on Tuesday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 7 additional cases of COVID-19 in that county. COVID-19 cases include 3 males under the age of 17, 1 female and 1 male between 18 to 49 years of age, 1 female between 50 to 64 years of age, and 1 female over the age of 65. To date, Calaveras Public Health reports a total of 361 confirmed cases. Of those cases, 330 have since recovered, while 10 cases remain active. There have been a total of 21 confirmed deaths related to COVID-19 in Calaveras County. Calaveras County is currently at the minimal risk level, yellow, on the state's 4-tier COVID-19 system. This means that most indoor operations are open with modifications. Now, as a reminder, both Amador and Calaveras public health officials ask the public to be aware of scams. Apparently, there's one involving contact tracers. Now, remember, a contact tracer will never ask for your Social Security number, bank account number, or credit card information. Contact tracers work for the public health department and are not a private agency.
Well, remember, as of yesterday, the regional testing site for COVID-19 has moved from the Calaveras County Fairgrounds outside Angels Camp to the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. Testing at the new location will be open during the same days and hours, Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The testing is free. A doctor's referral, not necessary. Appointments can be made online or by calling 888-634-1123. People are recommended to get a test if they have symptoms consistent with COVID-19, if they've come in close contact with someone suspected of having COVID-19, work in an environment of high-risk exposure, or have recently traveled. The testing site at Frogtown opened to area residents on May 30th. For additional info, call 754-2896.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit recently served a search warrant for illegal marijuana cultivation at a home off Sesame Street in McCallamy Hill. Deputies seized 220 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $154,000. Additionally, over 8 pounds of processed marijuana and various amounts of methamphetamine, cocaine, and LSD were located and seized. Arrested were Nicholas Isaac and Philip Sanchez. They were booked into the Calaveras County Jail on a number of marijuana charges, as well as conspiracy to commit a crime and obstructing a peace officer. Kyle Sharp was issued a citation for illegal cultivation, as well as possession of marijuana for sale. Now, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line, 754-6870.
And the CHP reminding everyone, the end of daylight savings time may disrupt sleep patterns and affect the ability to concentrate, safely operate a motor vehicle. To highlight the life-threatening dangers of fatigue driving, California Highway Patrol joins the Office of Traffic Safety, California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, and the National Sleep Foundation in recognizing this week as Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. It has encouraged Californians to stay alert and stay alive. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, being awake for at least 18 consecutive hours is the same as having a blood alcohol content of 0.05%. On average, in California, there are more than 6,000 crashes annually attributed to drowsy driving. Some suggested tips to avoid drowsy driving include getting at least 7 hours of sleep a day, sticking to a sleep schedule, and avoiding alcohol or medications that cause drowsiness. Caffeinated beverages may help in the short term, but are not a substitute for sleep or rest. Stay alert, drive without distraction, not only to protect yourself, but also passengers and other motorists.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning. Remember now, for the latest election returns, you can visit the KVGC webpage, kvgcradio.com. You can follow the links to Amador and Calaveras County returns, as well as statewide returns. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.